Blackstone Audio presents Nicholas Nickleby by Charles Dickens. Chapter 1 Introduces All the Rest. There once lived, in a sequestered part of the country of Devonshire, one Mr. Godfrey Nickleby, a worthy gentleman who, taking it into his head rather late in life that he must get married, and not being young enough or rich enough to aspire to the hand of a lady of fortune, had wedded an old flame out of mere attachment, who in her turn had taken him for the same reason. Thus two people who cannot afford to play cards for money sometimes sit down to a quiet game for love. Some ill-conditioned persons who sneer at the life matrimonial may perhaps suggest in this place that the good couple would be better likened to two principals in a sparring match, who, when fortune is low and backers scarce, will chivalrously set to for the mere pleasure of the buffeting. And in one respect, indeed, this comparison would hold good. For, as the adventurous pair of the Fives Court will afterwards send round a hat and trust to the bounty of the lookers-on for the means of regaling themselves, so Mr. Godfrey Nickleby and his partner, the honeymoon being over, looked wistfully out into the world, relying in no inconsiderable degree upon chance for the improvement of their means. Mr. Nickleby's income at the period of his marriage fluctuated between £60 and £80 per annum. There are people enough in the world, heaven knows, and even in London, where Mr. Nickleby dwelt in those days, but few complaints prevail of the population being scanty. It is extraordinary how long a man may look among the crowd without discovering the face of a friend, but it is no less true. Mr. Nickleby looked and looked, till his eyes became sore of his heart, but no friend appeared, and when, growing tired,